Daniel and the Lion's Den. Daniel 6:27. God rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders. In the third year of the reign of King Jehoiakim, Jerusalem was attacked and defeated by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. The Babylonians carried off the cups and other vessels from the holy temple. They began using them in their own idol worship. The king then ordered the smartest and most handsome young men of Israel to be brought to his palace. There they would stay for 3 years, being trained to serve the king. One of these young men was a Jewish boy named Daniel. Each day, Daniel was given a portion of royal food and wine, but he refused to eat it. He chose instead to eat vegetables and drink water. In doing so, he did not break the Jewish law. Daniel was by far the smartest and most handsome of them all. That day, he entered the king's service. He served for many years until Nebuchadnezzar died and his grandson Belshazzar became king. The Lord gave Daniel the gift of interpreting dreams. On many occasions, Daniel was able to interpret the king's dreams, and he soon became well known as a very wise man of God. One night, Belshazzar gave a great party. 1,000 guests were there. The king gave orders to bring out the gold and silver cups stolen from the Jewish temple years ago. They began pouring wine into these holy cups while they praised their false gods. The Lord was very angry. Suddenly, a mysterious hand appeared in the room and began writing strange words on the palace wall. The king collapsed with fear. He called out,
"If anyone can tell me what this means, speak now, and I will make you third in command of Babylon."
Then the queen spoke,
"There is a man who walks with the God of Israel in your kingdom. His name is Daniel. Call for him. He will tell you what the writing means."
So Daniel was brought before the king.
"Can you read this? Tell me."
"Yes, O king. It says you have not honored the living God, but mocked him."
Daniel was made third in command of Babylon. But that night, Belshazzar, king of Babylon, was killed, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom. King Darius handpicked 120 princes to rule his new kingdom. He then selected 3 presidents to oversee the princes. Of these 3, Daniel became the most important. The other presidents and governors were jealous that Daniel had been honored in this way, so they plotted against him. They went to the king as a group and said,
"O King Darius, all of us have agreed that you should make a new law this day. The new law would make it a crime for anyone to pray to any god or man but you, O king, for the next 30 days. And if anyone should break the new law, they would be thrown into the lion's den."
So King Darius agreed, and it was put into writing. Now when Daniel heard about the new law, he went upstairs to his room, got down on his knees, and prayed, just as he had done before. When the princes and governors found Daniel praying, they ran to the king and said,
"Daniel has broken your new law, O king. He must be punished. Throw him to the lions."
Darius did not want to harm Daniel, but these evil men had tricked him. So King Darius gave the order,
"Put Daniel into the lion's den."
They took Daniel to the lion's den and threw him in. At dawn, the king arose from a sleepless night and hurried to the den.
"Daniel, are you alive? Has your God rescued you from the lions?"
My God has sent an angel who shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, nor have I done any wrong to you, O king.
Pull him up!
Then, at the king's command, those men who had falsely accused Daniel were thrown into the den of lions.